The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, welcome to episode 768 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, for the weekend of Friday, July 24th through Sunday, July 26th, as we continue to meander through this summer, drawing closer to the first day of school for Catholic schools on Tuesday, August 11th, and more importantly, and it's just as important, the 100th anniversary mass for the Diocese of Amarillo. Saturday, August 22nd, 10 o'clock at the Cal Farley Coliseum in the Amarillo Civic Center. His Eminence Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, the Apostolic Administrator Sedevacante for the Diocese of Amarillo, will offer a very special invitation to you here in just a couple of minutes about that August 22nd Mass. And in our second segment, we'll hear the official centennial song for the Diocese of Amarillo, Gladly I Adore. This program originates on Fridays at noon. We encore it Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear it anytime before it airs at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. We let you know on Facebook when the program is available online so you can listen at your own leisure. This is for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's our 524th program here at our still relatively new digs here in Southwest Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast powered by Cap'n and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. We have no interviews on this week's program, but we do have a lot of things going on in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we're going to share all that with you throughout the course of the next 59 and a half minutes or so that we have here. We'll also spend quite a bit of time in prayer, and we do that starting now. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Diocesan Office of Communications, or Catholic Radio here in this diocese. Sometimes they should be. Still getting some rains. We're in the midst of a hot streak this week with a high-pressure system over the Diocese of Amarillo. So continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. I hope and pray that we continue to get some rains in this El Nino period, because they certainly do need the moisture on that crop. So please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the discerning, the disturbed, and the incarcerated. Also continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego. You can find out so much more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go ignored on this particular radio program. We're getting closer and closer to the general election, the midterm elections, on Tuesday, November 4th, which begs me to ask the question, have you gotten registered to vote? If you haven't, get that done. That's step number one in this process. Step number two in the process is to do your homework on the candidates, the parties, the platforms. How do their beliefs jibe with your Catholic beliefs? And then number three, get out and actually vote. Early voting will begin near the end of October. We'll tell you those exact dates very, very soon. Election day itself is Tuesday, November 3rd, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Get out and vote. As Catholics, we have a moral moral obligation to vote in elections, not just the ones that we think we need to be voting in, but each and every time we're called to the polls, we need to get out there and vote and honor that moral obligation. So please get out and vote. And remind you again, the election is Tuesday, November 3rd, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. are the poll hours. Early voting will take place a few weeks before that. We'll nail that date down for you very soon as well, but get out and vote. And a reminder again, hey, we're now less than a month away from the official centennial mass for the Diocese of Amarillo. Our official centennial establishment was August the 3rd, 1926. It was announced on August the 25th. 1926. So our 100th birthday is right around the corner, and we hope that you will come and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center for this very special mass in the Cal Farley Coliseum at 401 South Buchanan. And to make that point even more obvious, here's His Eminence Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, the Apostolic Administrator Sede Vacante of the Diocese of Amarillo.
Welcome. I hope all of you are doing well. I think many of you know that this is an important year for the Diocese of Amarillo. We're 100 years old. But I have a special announcement to make to you today. We are grateful, we are honored and delighted that the Apostolic Nuncio in the United States, Archbishop Gabriel Cacha, is going to be present at our anniversary celebration in August. Now, you might ask, Apostolic Nuncio, what is that? Well, it means it's the Pope's personal representative in the country. So Archbishop Cacha is Pope Leo's personal representative in the United States. And I'm sure when he comes in August, he'll have a special message from Pope Leo for all of us here. So I'm inviting you all. I know you've been invited before, but people all around me tell me that I must do it again and really say this is important. So, friends, this is important. We are celebrating our 100th anniversary in August of this year, and we even, as you may know, have moved the venue. Our centennial celebration is August the 22nd at 10 a.m., and it's going to be held at the Amarillo Civic Center Coliseum. That allows more space for us to set up for the Mass, but also more space and more parking for all of you to come. So as your Apostolic Administrator, that's a nice term that I have right now, I'm watching over the diocese. I hope I'm working hard. I want you to work hard and come on August the 22nd. Thank you.
The Centennial Mass for the Diocese of Amarillo, once again, Saturday, August 22nd, 10 a.m. in the Cal Farley Coliseum at the Amarillo Civic Center, 401 South Buchanan. We will see you there as we celebrate 100 years of the Catholic faith in the Diocese of Amarillo. Let's get you up to date with Diocesan News. The Knights of Columbus announcing the implementation of CORE. It's a new formation and fraternal opportunity for men throughout the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Joshua Correa, who serves as Diocesan Evangelization and Faith Formation Director for the Knights of Columbus in our diocese. And I quote Joshua, CORE exists to form and strengthen Catholic men in faith and virtue as missionary disciples by drawing them into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ through prayer, formation, and fraternity. You do not have to be a knight to join CORE, end quote. Men interested in learning more about CORE asked to email Correa at this address, jscorrea88@outlook.com, spelling it out, JSCORREA, the number eight, at outlook.com. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate invite you here in the Diocese of Amarillo to join them throughout this year in celebrating the Franciscan Jubilee Year in honor of the 800th anniversary of the death of St. Francis. The Sisters are offering St. Francis Chapel, 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue, as a place of pilgrimage and prayer, according to Franciscan Sister Valentine Curry. to help everyone gain the plenary indulgence associated with this extraordinary Jubilee year, which concludes on Sunday, January 10th. The conditions to gain this indulgence are receiving sacramental confession, participating in the Eucharist, 3, visiting a Franciscan church or chapel, 4, praying the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, and 5, praying for the intentions of the Pope. As with all plenary indulgences, if the conditions of sacramental confession and participation in the Eucharist are fulfilled within 2 weeks of making the pilgrimage, the indulgence may be gained. The chapel at St. Francis Convent is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. The Franciscan Sisters also invite everyone to join them during its holy hour from 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m., which includes the recitation of the Rosary and Vespers. Now, there's a lot of activities taking place, and you need to keep up with all those. They're being published accordingly in the West Texas Catholic and on the diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org. If you need to know more about the Franciscan Jubilee Year with the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, please call St. Francis Convent, 806-383-5769. We're going to make this reminder one or two more times because I think we've pretty well made our point, but photos from the 7 deanery confirmation masses that took place last spring are still available on the diocesan website. They're posted under the photo albums header on the website, AmarilloDiocese.org. Now, if you're seeking a photo from one of these photo albums, please send us an email, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, westtexascatholic@gmail.com. There's a T at the end of West, one at the beginning of Texas, and Texas is spelled out. In the email, please include the photo numbers of the photos that you want and from which of the 7 masses. If you need to know more, please call the Diocesan Office of Communications at the Diocesan Pastoral Center during regular business hours, 806-414-1075. In-person Comprehensive Youth Ministry 101 training continues to be offered, in fact, twice in the month of August, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. That training on Saturday, August 8th at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, 1501 Center Drive in Cactus. The deadline to get registered for that course is Friday, July 31st, and Saturday, August 29th at St. Vincent de Paul Church at 810 West 23rd in Pampa. Deadline to register for that course is Friday, August the 21st. Both training sessions begin at 10 a.m. The deadline to register, as we mentioned, 8 days prior to each session. If you need to know more about this in-person Comprehensive Youth Ministry 101 training, get in touch with Oscar Guzman at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 806-383-2222. 243, extension 118. Golfers are still needed for the 36th annual charity golf tournament sponsored by Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church in Canyon. That tournament is next weekend, Saturday, August 1st, Palo Duro Creek Golf Course. Check-in begins at 8 a.m. Shotgun start at 9. Entries for the tournament will be accepted until 8 a.m. day of the tournament. That tournament limited to 120 golfers or the first 33 teams to sign up, according to tournament organizer Larry Romickers. Entry fee $150 per golfer. That gets you your green fees, a cart, a skirt shot, lunch, 2 drink tickets, and an entry for all door prizes. The format, a 4-person scramble. Each team is made up of an A, B, C, and D player. There will be prizes for closest to the pin and longest drive and other random drawings as well. If you need to know more, please call Larry Romickers for all the details. 806-678-4700. That's 806-678-4700. T-Box sponsorships for the tournament also available. They begin at $150. Also on Saturday, August 1st, Sacred Heart Church in Canadian gearing up for its annual Jamaica at Jones Pavilion. And parishioners continue to sell tickets for the Jamaica raffle. First prize, $1,000. Second prize, a Royal Gourmet gas grill and griddle combo with a cover. Third prize, a 65-inch Pioneer Smart Roku TV. And fourth prize is a 3-piece oversized folding padded rocker set. Tickets for the drawing are $5 each. Winners need not be present to win. To purchase tickets or for more information about the annual Sacred Heart Church Jamaica, you can get in touch with the parish office during regular business hours at 806-323-6608. Tickets are also on sale for a raffle to benefit Blessed Sacrament Church. First prize, $5,000. Second prize, $2,000. Third prize, $1,000. The tickets are $10 each. Winners need not be present to win. We say the need not be present to win because the drawing will take place during the annual Jamaica to Benefit Blessed Sacrament Church Sunday, August 2nd on the parish grounds at 2500 South Bolton here in Amarillo. Learn more about the raffle or the Jamaica by calling Rosie in the Blessed Sacrament Church Parish Office during regular business hours, 806-374-1132. And after we hear Dr. Greg Onofrio's Gladly I Adore, we'll talk about another Jamaica on Sunday, August 2nd, this time at St. Teresa of Jesus Church in Friona. Before we take our first break, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, we need rain. Let's pray for much needed rain in this part of the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your holy child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit, invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, please let us pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, Father of Fathers, we thank you for the blessing of the ministry of St. Peter and his successors, an unbroken chain of vicars of Christ persisting to the present day in the ministry of our current Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, we, the whole Marian family, ask you, please help, bless, protect, and guide Pope Leo. May Jesus, the Divine Mercy, send the rays of his mercy onto Pope Leo and hold him safe in his Sacred Heart. May Mary, Mother of the Church and Mother of Christians, keep the Holy Father under her mantle and hold him safe in her Immaculate Heart. May St. Joseph, universal patron of the Church, keep Pope Leo under his holy cloak and hold him safe in his most chaste heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, it's always great when we hear of someone discerning for a vocation to the priesthood and religious life. And there's a great website where you can find out so much more about discerning such a vocation. Next time you go online, go here, AmarilloVocations.org, AmarilloVocations.org, lowercase letters, one word. Bookmark that site and visit it often. Now, when you go there, you're going to find resources to assist those discerning, such as websites, videos, books, and information for parents. You'll also find ideas for discernment, such as for prayer, sacrifice, relationship service, and the example of the saints. So next time you hear from someone who's seriously discerning a vocation to the priesthood and religious life, first have them get in contact with a priest or a spiritual director. Then send them to AmarilloVocations.org, where they can get information about the diocesan vocation team, learn more about our seminarians, and get up to date with the latest news about our seminarians and upcoming events. AmarilloVocations.org. It's your one-stop spot online in the Diocese of Amarillo with all the information you need about vocations for the priesthood and religious life. Bookmark the site, visit it often. AmarilloVocations.org. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, please let us pray to St. Carlo Acutis. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, our Father, we thank you for giving us St. Carlo Acutis as a role model for young people and as a message of love for all. You made him burn with love for your Son Jesus and taught him to treat the Eucharist as his highway to heaven. You gave him Mary as a beloved mother, and through the rosary you inspired him to sing of her tenderness. Hear his prayer on our behalf. Watch especially over the poor whom he loved and treasured so much. Through his example, show us how to use technology responsibly, not for selfish ends, but for your kingdom. Grant me also through his intercession the grace that I need. Give us the joy of knowing that Carlo, together with all your saints, smiles radiantly on us from heaven to the glory of your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The second segment of episode 768 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you so much for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo as well. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, we never stop praying for the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this nation is founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We'll talk about a Jamaica in Friona, and it might get loud, both coming up on Sunday, August 2nd. But first, the official centennial hymn for the Diocese of Amarillo, produced, arranged, and recorded by Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Music and Liturgy Director at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. It's called Gladly I Adore, and we're happy to share it with you now on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version.
On the cross.
Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Music and Liturgy Director at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, composing that, performing, and producing Gladly I Adore, the official centennial theme song for the Diocese of Amarillo here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. A reminder, and I know that we are driving you people nuts mentioning this, but we got to keep mentioning it. The Diocesan Centennial Mass coming up on Saturday, August 22nd, 10 a.m. inside the Cal Farley Coliseum at the Amarillo Civic Center at 401 South Buchanan. That is the only Mass in the morning on Saturday, August 22nd in the Diocese of Amarillo. Come and help us celebrate 100 years of faith here in the Catholic Church in the Diocese of Amarillo. Let's get you up to date with more diocesan news. St. Teresa of Jesus Church in Friona conducting its annual Jamaica Sunday, August 2nd. Parishioners continue to sell tickets for a Jamaica raffle. Seven cash prizes will be awarded. The top prize is $1,000. Second and third prizes are $500 each. Fourth through seventh place prizes, $250 each. Tickets for the raffle, $5 each. Winners need not be present to win. Proceeds from the raffle and from the Jamaica will go toward the parish's building fund. Now, if you'd like to purchase raffle tickets or need to know more about the August 2nd Jamaica, get in touch with the parish office at St. Teresa of Jesus Church in Friona during regular business hours, 806-250-2871. With a new school year approaching, the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center invites all students, teachers, and staff to join them for the fourth annual It Might Get Loud Sunday, August 2nd, 5 p.m. in Holy Family Chapel at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Find out more about the fourth annual It Might Get Loud by going online to bdrc.org and visiting the upcoming events pull-down menu on that website. 9 years after their last appearance in the Diocese of Amarillo, the Thirsting returns with a concert on Wednesday, August 5th, 7 p.m. in the Holy Cross Catholic Academy Event Center at 4102 South Bonham here in Amarillo. Hailing from Portland, Oregon, the Thirsting offers cutting-edge Catholic music. It produces and proclaims the truths of the Catholic faith. The mission of the Thirsting is to inspire souls to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. This is the Thirsting's fourth concert in the Diocese of Amarillo since 2008. The group played in the Amarillo Civic Center Exhibit Hall June 28, 2008. They were at St. Francis of Assisi Church Amarillo March 28, 2009, and at a back-to-school rally at St. Joseph's School here in Amarillo August 13, 2017. If you need to know more about the concert, want to get tickets for the show, go to thethirsting.com. Thethirsting.com is that website. Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle presents the Honor Roll Golf Scramble Thursday, August 6th on the Mustang Course at Ross Rogers Golf Complex at 722 Northeast 24th Avenue. Entry fee for this third annual golf tournament, $600 for a team of four golfers. The entry fee includes green fees, cart, range fees, and two mulligans for the front and back nine. Registration begins at 10:30 a.m., lunch served at 11, and play begins with a shotgun start at noon. There's prizes on chosen holes for closest to the pin, the longest drive, and the longest putt. Proceeds from the tournament benefiting Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle's education services. Sponsorships are available for those wishing to sponsor this four-man scramble, and there are six different sponsorship levels ranging from $1,000 to $15,000. T-Box sponsorships are $125 each. A Friends of Education service flag are $500 each. Now, in coordination with the tournament, Catholic Charities is also conducting a raffle with the top prize, a trip to Nashville. Second prize, a trip to Savannah. Third prize, a $1,000 Visa gift card. Tickets for the raffle, $25 each, or five for $100. Deadline to purchase these tickets for the August 6th drawing is Monday, August 3rd. So you're running out of time. You need to get those tickets bought, folks. Tickets can be purchased during regular business hours at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle at 2004 North Spring. Learn more about sponsorship opportunities or to sign up for the tournament tournament by getting in touch with Yara Haddad at Catholic Charities or telephone number 806-376-4571. Brings us to our bottom of the hour break. We will pray to St. Michael the Archangel in our next segment, and we'll talk about some more summer festivals and jamaicas coming up the weekend of Saturday, August 8th and Sunday, August 9th here in the Diocese of Amarillo. You're listening to episode 768 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support as well of the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every week during the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we try to remind you of all the many ways that you can keep up with what's going on in the Diocese of Amarillo. Flocknote is a prime example. The paper or the digital editions of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. There's one other place that will tell you what's going on in the Diocese of Amarillo. And the best thing about it, it's open 24/7, 365 or 6, and it's waiting for you. It's the diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org. AmarilloDiocese.org. When you go to AmarilloDiocese.org, you will find all kinds of great information there. You'll find ways that you can give to the church, whether it's through the United Catholics Appeal or to donate to a parish in the Diocese of Amarillo. You can register for Flocknote there as well. You will also find throughout the course of the year various photo albums. There's a video gallery as well. And you'll find the diocesan calendar, which is constantly, at least we try, to update that as well throughout the course of the year. And so much more. You'll even find the daily mass readings there as well at AmarilloDiocese.org. Make sure you bookmark that website, AmarilloDiocese.org, and visit it frequently to keep up with what's going on in your diocese so that you're in the know. AmarilloDiocese.org. Bookmark that website. Visit it often, please. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know the longings of our hearts, and you desire that we enjoy friendship with you. From your pure side, you have poured out the wellspring of life for which we thirst. Your heart burns with a love for all people to return to a right relationship with you. We celebrate the abundant gifts you have given this nation, founded on the self-evident truths that our Creator has endowed all people with the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We make reparation for the offenses against you and against human dignity that have taken place in this nation. May our hearts be united to yours so that our families and communities enjoy peace and happiness. May broken relationships be reconciled, injustices repaired, and the wounds of our land be healed. May your holy Catholic Church serve as a sign pointing all people to your infinite love. O desire of nations and center of history, we ask you to bless these United States of America, who lives and reigns with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. We begin the second half of episode 768 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. We thank you also for your continued support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo as well. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, please, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news and quite a few festivals and homicas happening in the Diocese of Amarillo the second weekend of August, Saturday, August 8th and Sunday, August 9th. We start at St. Lawrence Church, the annual St. Lawrence Parish Festival, Saturday, August 8th and Sunday, August 9th on the parish grounds at 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo. That festival from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. August 8th, noon to 10 p.m. August 9th. There'll be food and drink booths as well as plenty of games for all ages. Now, they are continuing to sell tickets for a raffle. This raffle, the top prize is a $5,000 cash prize. Second prize, $1,000 cash. There's four other prizes of $500 cash each. Tickets for this drawing are $10 apiece. They will be sold during the festival. The winning tickets will be drawn during the final night of the festival. Need to know more about the annual festival at St. Lawrence Church, or maybe you'd like to purchase tickets for the raffle, get in touch with the parish office during regular business hours, 806-383-2261. The annual Homica to Benefit Cristo Redentor is coming up on Sunday, August 9th from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. That'll be in Groover's City Park at 201 Broadway. The day featuring Mexican food and delicacies, cold beverages and family entertainment for all ages and lots of great live music. Parishioners there continue to sell raffle tickets for the Homica. First prize is a GE washer dryer combo. Second prize is 75-inch TCL 4K smart TV with an ONN surround soundbar system. Third prize, a Frigidaire 10 cubic feet chest freezer fridge. Tickets for the raffle, $5 each. Five tickets for $20. The drawing will take place during the Homica at 6 p.m. Need to know more about the Homica? Maybe you'd like to purchase tickets for the raffle. Please call Sacred Heart of Jesus Church in Spearman during their regular business hours at 806-659-2166. In Crest, St. Paul the Apostle Church hosting its annual Homica Sunday, August 9th, noon to 8 p.m. on the parish grounds at 610 South Dudley in Crest. The day includes a number of great food booths. There's also going to be a candy booth, a beverage booth, and plenty of entertainment as well. And there's also a raffle with this Homica. The top prize, a two-seat go-kart. Second prize is an unassembled pergola. Third prize, a Chromebook. Fourth prize, $500 cash. And fifth prize, a $250 gift card. Tickets are $10 apiece. All proceeds will benefit St. Paul the Apostle Church. You need not be present to win. Learn more about the Homica at St. Paul the Apostle Church in Crest by calling the parish office at Church of the Holy Spirit in Tulia during regular business hours, 806-994-3511. And then the following weekend, we have two more parish festivals / Homica. In Stratford, St. Joseph's Church hosting its annual Homica Saturday, August 15th. Raffle tickets for the fundraiser continue to be sold. Tickets are $10 each. First and second prizes, $1,000. Third through sixth prizes, $500 each. If you're purchasing tickets, you need not be present to win. The Homica at City Park in Stratford runs from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. again on Saturday, August 15th. It'll feature a DJ, a large variety of food, lottery, a bingo, a volleyball tournament, bounce houses, a train ride, and other family activities. For more details about the Homica or to purchase tickets for the raffle, get in touch with the parish office during regular business hours. Their telephone number, 806-310-0438. In Pampa, St. Vincent de Paul Church offering its annual Homica Sunday, August 16th, noon to 9 p.m. on the parish grounds at 810 West 23rd Street. The afternoon includes a variety of Mexican Mexican food, fun activities for kids of all ages. If you're planning to attend, please bring your lawn chairs. And there's going to be lots of great live music and a performance by the St. Vincent de Paul Matachinas. There's also a raffle with this harmonica. The first prize is $2,000 cash. Second prize, $1,000 cash. There's eight other prizes for $250 cash each. Raffle tickets are $5 a piece or five tickets for $20. All proceeds from the day will benefit St. Vincent de Paul Church. You can find out more about the celebration by calling the parish office, 806-665-8933, 806-665-8933. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ, the Light and Panhandle continue their initiative for teens and young adults called Worship Prayer Movie Night. Happens on the third Friday of the month in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul's Circle in Panhandle. Activities begin at 6 o'clock with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith and the modern world. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to attend the next Worship Prayer Movie Night on Friday, August 21st. Need to know more? Please call the lovely sisters of the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light at Sancta Maria Convent in Panhandle, 806-537-3182. For the third time since 2019, John Michael Talbot will perform in concert at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, here in Amarillo. Talbot's scheduled to perform on Wednesday, August 26th at 6:30 p.m. The tickets are $15 each, and they're moving quickly. A multi-platinum-selling Grammy, Dove Award-winning contemporary Catholic Christian music pioneer and best-selling author, Talbot lives and leads the monastic life, which overflows into his active ministry from Little Portion Hermitage and Monastery, canonically established in Arkansas. He is the founder, spiritual father, and general minister of the Catholic-based integrated monastic and domestic community, the Brothers and Sisters of Charity. Find out more about the concert by calling St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, 806-376-7204. St. John the Evangelist Church hosting its annual Summer Festival in Borger on Saturday, August 29th at Huber Park, 1300 South Main. That festival being offered in conjunction with the 100th anniversary of the parish, a mass to celebrate the centennial of the parish coming up on Saturday, December 5th. We'll tell you more about that as we draw closer. Parishioners are selling tickets for a festival raffle. First prize is $3,000 cash. Second prize, $1,000 cash. Third prize, $750 cash. Fourth and fifth place prices are $250 cash each. Tickets for the raffle, $20 a piece. Winners need not be present to win. For additional information about the festival or to purchase tickets, get in touch with the parish office at St. John the Evangelist Church during regular business hours, 806-274-7064. And just like that, we move into the month of September. Applications for the Diocesan Youth Council for the 26-27 school year are now being accepted, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman, who adds this is for sophomore, junior, and senior high school students who wish to serve at the diocesan level. The deadline to apply for the Diocesan Youth Council is 5 o'clock on Friday, September 18th. Council members will be announced Wednesday, September 23rd, and the first meeting is scheduled Sunday, September 27th, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. Need to know more? Go online, amarillodiocese.org/diocesan-youth-council. Knights of Columbus Council 8938 at San Jose Church in Hereford hosting its annual golf tournament Saturday, September 19th, 8 a.m. at John Pittman Golf Course, 400 South Main in Hereford. The format for the tournament, a two-person scramble according to Grand Knight Edward Fuentes. Entry fee $100 per person or $200 for a two-person team. There's a longest driving hole, a closest to the pin hole, and on one hole, golfers will be able to take a skirt shot. There's also door prizes and player goodie bags. Need to know more? Want to sign up a team? Get in touch with Edward Fuentes at 806-340-8657, or you can call the Pro Shop at John Pittman Golf Course, 806-363-7139. Registration donation is limited to the first 40 paid teams, and you can make your checks payable to Knights of Columbus Council 8938. You can see more about that at amarillodiocese.org or in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Author, columnist, and family advocate Timothy P. Carney will be the keynote speaker for the 29th Annual Family Life Banquet, Saturday, September 19th, 6:30 p.m. at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. A chicken fried steak and chicken fried chicken dinner will be served at 7 p.m. It's catered by Feldman's Wrong Way Diner of Canyon. Tickets for the evening, $75 per person. Sponsored tables of eight are available at $800 apiece. Reservations must be made prior to Sunday, September 13th. If you're planning to attend, please enter through Entrance D on the north side of the property. Look for the gray awning. Guests are also asked to bring baby items to the banquet, which will be donated to Joseph's Project, a pregnancy resource center, a program of Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. We are hoping to have Timothy B. Carney on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, here in the next couple of weeks. We'll share that conversation with you here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. But if you need to know more about the banquet, maybe you'd like to purchase tickets, purchase a table, sponsor a table, maybe donate silent auction items or be a sponsor for the event. Carlin Hochstein knows all of this. 806-410-3839. 806-410-3839 is her direct number. Finally, in this segment, the annual Jamaica to benefit Sacred Heart of Jesus Church coming up Sunday, September 20th on Main Street in Spearman. Numerous vendors selling a variety of food and beverages, lots of great live music, and DJ Pelon will be playing music as well. There's also a raffle. Top prize, $1,500 cash. Second prize, $500 cash. Third prize, a $250 gas card from Farm Supply. The tickets for the drawing are $5 each. Find out more about the Jamaica to benefit Sacred Heart of Jesus Church in Spearman by calling the parish office during regular business hours, 806-659-2166. That brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for much-needed vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. And we'll get you up to date with a few more pieces of diocesan news to wrap up episode 768 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. And we thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. And we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us recall and reflect on the events of September 11th, 2001. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God of comfort and peace, we remember the lives lost on September 11th, 2001, and honor the courage of those who responded with bravery and love. Be near to all who still carry grief and loss. Bring healing where there is pain and hope where there is sorrow. Teach us to live with compassion, to stand together in unity, and to be instruments of peace in a divided world. May we never forget, and may we always choose love over fear. In your name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo and the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to free 1,000 souls from purgatory. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls from purgatory each time it is said. The prayer was later extended to include living sinners as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Final segment of episode number 768 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you so much for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. And then we will pray a Hail Mary also for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we encourage you to please pray a Hail Mary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. In fact, if you can pray a rosary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, that would be greatly appreciated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we also pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And please continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, and find out so much more about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo by going to AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org is your one-stop shop online for everything and anything you need to know about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW, and on a low-power FM in Nazareth at 105.5 FM, KHFNLP, is brought to you by you. In other words, this is your Catholic radio station, folks. Your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 21st year of service to you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. If you need to know more about being a monthly donor to Catholic Radio and to GRN, go online to grnonline.com. grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. Before we get to some more diocesan news, a quick reminder, make sure you bookmark westtexascatholic.org. westtexascatholic.org is back and running again. Now, when you visit the website after you bookmark it, scroll down to the left, you're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper. go to the right of that, you'll find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to when we came back to this job 17 years ago in August of 2009. To the right of that, you're going to find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs. We usually post it on Wednesday or Thursday, and we let you know about that on our Facebook page. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. You'll also find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register as you scroll down. So please bookmark our site, westtexascatholic.org. Also, make sure if you haven't already to bookmark amarillodiocese.org. Visit those two sites often. Keep up with what's going on in the Diocese of Amarillo. And once again, we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. One final run through diocesan news. Don't forget you can find out so much more at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. Volunteers are being sought for the final Kobe Prison Retreat of 2026. That's scheduled at the Dalhart Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Thursday, October 1st through Saturday, October 3rd, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon, a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry Team. Team formation meetings for this retreat kick off on Tuesday, September 1st and will continue on Tuesday evenings through September 29th, 6:30 until 8:30 in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Deacon Dixon seeking the support of 15 to 20 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Axe community, and the Curcio movement to make this retreat at the Dalhart unit possible. And he's asking for volunteers from these retreats, and any assistance to this ministry will be greatly appreciated. The Kobe retreats are named after St. Maximilian Kobe, the patron saint of prisoners, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon, whose feast day, by the way, is on August the 14th. St. Maximilian was a Polish conventional Franciscan friar sent to Auschwitz during World War II in 1941. When Nazi guards selected 10 people to be put into an underground bunker to be starved to death in punishment for a prisoner escaping in July 1941, Father Kobe volunteered to die in place of one of the men selected. He died August 14th, 1941, after a lethal injection of carbolic acid. He was canonized as a saint by Pope, now St. John Paul II, on October 10th, 1982. Need to know more about the Kobe Prison Ministry, or you'd like to volunteer to be a team member on the Dalhart Retreat? Deacon Daryl Dixon's telephone number, 806-290-8842, 806-290-8842. The Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization. All donations are charitable donations for tax purposes. Donations can be mailed to Kobe Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. Let's talk about a couple of other weekends that are coming up in October and November, just so that you're aware of them. A Women's Acts, Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service Retreat coming up Thursday, October 29th through Sunday, November 1st at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Registration forms available at parish offices or through the Acts Community website. That's ACTSAmarillo.org. And if you need to know more about the ACTS program in the Diocese of Amarillo, please get in touch with Jimmy Hund. His telephone number, 806-344-4842. Couples in the Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married within the next 3 to 6 months, you've got natural family planning courses you need to take, but you also need to attend an Engaged Encounter Weekend. The final Engaged Encounter Weekend of the year is coming up Saturday, November 21st and Sunday, November 22nd at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. For more details about the Engaged Encounter Weekend or to get yourself signed up, get in touch with the Diocesan Family Life Office at telephone number 806-410-3839. 806-410-3839 is that number. Do also want to remind you, speaking of the Retreat Center, the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring continues to offer a contemplative power hour on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Adoration from 11 until 11:30, then the recitation of the rosary at 11:30, and contemplative prayer at noon. There's no charge, and those attending are encouraged to stay for the entire time or for a portion. If you need to know more, get in touch with the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. And you're also invited to attend and take part in a Eucharistic Holy Hour on Thursdays at St. Hyacinth's Church. Starts at 5:30 at 4500 West Hills Trail here in Amarillo. The hour begins with exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, followed by a homily, silent meditation, common prayer, and concluding with benediction. Mass follows at 6:30. Need to know more? Please call the parish office at St. Hyacinth's Church, 806-358-1351. And that brings this program to the finish line. Next week, we'll talk with Luke Braden from St. Joseph's Church in Stratford and a member of the Texas A&M University football team. Have yourselves a great week, folks. Remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.